This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 21st of August. Bottom side, Derbyshire had the better of the second day against title contenders Middlesex. They first prolonged their first innings to 385, while reducing Middlesex to 197 for 6 by stumps. Wayne Madsen ended the home side's innings with 138, while Tim Grunewald hit 49 from only 48 balls from number 10. Matt Higginbottom then struck thrice in the visitor's reply, with Adam Vogie 69 the top score as they lost regular wickets. A mammoth unbroken fourth wicket stand between two Warwickshire young guns gave the defending champions hope on what looked like being a disappointing day two against Somerset. The Bears slumped to 38 for 3 in the morning as George Dockle and Peter Trago shared the wickets, but Atik Dravid and Laurie Evans put on 245, taking the stumps on 283 for 3. It was Evans' third first-class ton and the first of Dravid's increasingly promising career. Adam Lythe fell narrowly short for three figures. His Division 1 leaders Yorkshire reached stumps on day one against Nottinghamshire on 327 for 8. Lythe made 95, helped Yorkshire weather the storm from Luke Fletcher and Harry Gurney, who took all 8 of the wickets to fall. Lythe found good support from Adil Rashid, and the pair put on 65 for the fifth wicket, with Rashid eventually going on to make 78. Liam Plunkett then chipped in with a useful 41. Division 2 promotion hopefuls Northamptonshire in complete control at the halfway point of their match against Essex. Andrew Hall and Stephen Crook both made 63, as the visitors were finally dismissed for 531 at Colchester. Crook and Hall added 101 for the 7th wicket, to Rob Keogh who departed for 38. Essex then slipped to 187 for 5 by the close, as Trent Copeland and Crook each picked up a brace of wickets. Could have been worse for the hosts, but for a late and broken 6th wicket stand of 84 between Ryan Tendiscarter and James Foster. Michael Hogan took 5 for 43 as Leicestershire were bowled out for 203 by Glamorgan on the opening day at Swansea. Opener Greg Smith top scored with 40, helped the Foxes reach 100 for 2 at one stage. However, spinners Dean Coskin and Andrew Salter supported Hogan well with 2 wickets each, and the Foxes lost their last 8 wickets for 103 runs. Ollie Freckingham and Alex Wyatt, though, gave Leicestershire hope by combining to reduce Glamorgan to 36-3 at the close in reply. And a century from Ben Harmison, unbeaten 98 from Darren Stevens, helped Kent enjoy the better of the first day against Gloucestershire. Following a poor start that saw them slip to 20-2 and 46-3, Harmison and Rob Key began the home side's recovery with a stand worth 67. Key was caught behind off Benny Howe for 53 to make it 113-4, but Stevens and Harmison went on to add a further 133. The latter finally fell, but not before completing the fifth century of his first-class career. Kent ended on 334 for 6.